musically, the record is the band doing what we always do, which is trying to write songs that are the best songs that have ever been written, trying to produce a record that sounds more extraordinary than anything that's ever been recorded. And you know, we're so ambitious for our records. We want them to be as heavy as the heaviest thing around, and yet have, you know, great classic songs that can connect with anyone. So, I mean, in a way, whenever we go into the studio, we're always trying to make the same record. But depending on what we're listening to at the time and what's turning us on, inevitably, every time we go in, we come out with a completely different end result. So musically, in some ways, the record is more, in a sense, a document of the time and the music that we were inspired by than it is necessarily a testament of what we were attempting to achieve in a broad sense musically.
Well, we wanted the music to have a kind of vitality. We wanted it just to sound fresh. There should always be a surprise in the music. And there was a time when people heard Jimi Hendrix for the first time, and there were sounds and feelings and noises that no one had heard before. But rock and roll had gotten just far too safe, and people knew what the sound of a guitar through a Marshall stack turned up to 11 was, and there was no surprise to it. So we had to try and start again and find something fresh, which entailed breaking up the band and starting again, sort of, which we've always done, which we did on The Unforgettable Fire, and we did it with Acton Baby, and I guess we've done it again with pop.
Well, all of your albums have a geographical resonance, a sort of a visual landscape. So where is pop located?